order.
We now have a quorum. Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order, Winchester Town Board, May 28th, I hope, 2019. And we have the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll start out with that. So I think my sturdy vice chair can do that for us. You don't mind?
Not at all. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, and Merry Christmas. Don't ask me. Okay, so now we have a roll call. To my right is...
My name is Robert Marks.
I'm John Delabos, and on the phone is... Judy Siegel. And we have everyone here. Now, could I have county staff introductions? I have a new gentleman at the end.
Jared,
you guys are testing us, huh?
Comprehensive planning.
Okay, Jerry.
Jared.
What's your last name again, sir?
Tasco.
Would you spell it for?
T-A-S-K-O.
Thank you. Okay, well, I don't remember you, but that doesn't mean you haven't been here. And we have Victoria, our secretary, Victoria
Bonner
and Beatrice Martinez. And
Vivian Kolarski, Planning Commissioner.
Vivian Kolarski, Planning Commissioner. Thank you.
So let me make sure I got this straight. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We have more people from the county than we have anyone else.
I'm the presenter.
Oh, gosh, I was going to say we have a clean sweep. We could go out to dinner and forget it. Okay, so yeah, very funny. That's actually quite funny, Robert. Okay, so now let's see. We have any public comment at this time for anyone? Okay, very good. I would like to move to approve the minutes of May 14th. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Okay, good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Chief on the line, okay. Opposed? No. Motion
Aye.
Carries. Aye. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're there. Now we'll move on to any informational items. Do we have anything concerning neighborhood meetings or community or county events this time? In our jurisdiction. Okay, very good. None seen. We'll move on. Our first item.
Let's approve the agenda.
I'm sorry?
Approve the agenda.
Oh, yeah. The first item is to approve the agenda. Thank you so much for keeping me honest. I would move to approve the agenda for the meeting of May 28th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. Now we have any informational items that we haven't covered? Okay. Now we can go to our business. We have one item this evening, UC-19-0337-Windrose-Partell Medical Center, LLC. Use permit for a hospital behavioral health care. Waiver of development standards to reduce the minimum lot size for a hospital in conjunction with an existing office building and 1.4 acres in a C2, which is general commercial zone. In the Midtown Maryland Parkway and MUD-4 Overlay District, extremely located on the east side of Maryland Parkway, 150 feet north of Vegas Valley Drive within the Winchester Township. Is the applicant here? I take that as a yes.
The applicant. How's that?
Very good. Thank you. That works. Would you mind stating your name, please, sir?
Sure. My name is Brian Hardy. I'm with the law firm of Marquis Arbaugh Coffey on behalf of the applicant.
And that's, is it
H-A-R-D-Y? Correct.
Thank you, sir. All right. So share with us.
Yeah, I've got, just so you can kind of see the building, you've probably driven by it. I went ahead and printed it up.
I did to make refresh my memory. I thought it was the one I thought it was. But
yeah, let's see. Make sure you've got one. Make sure you've
got that one. But I made sure I was right.
Make sure I've got one.
We can share.
I've got an extra one. So
okay.
We're good. This is a medical center. It's an existing medical center. One of the requirements that we have in order to build the facility we like to build out at overnight stays on the third floor is that it has to be zoned for hospitals. And we're not a true hospital, but because we have overnight stays, we're required to go ahead and get that. One of the things we've asked for is a waiver from the development standards to allow us to have this 59,180 already there, and we have staff approval, so we appreciate the approval of the town board as well. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any questions from anyone on the board?
I have a question.
I actually do too, but you go first.
Do we have to open it up for
public? Pardon me. Let's open. Do we?
No, we'll open it with the public after the board.
Oh, okay.
That's sort of what I thought to thank you because I was 100. When she says things, I assume that I'm wrong. I assume she's right and I'm wrong because I usually am.
My question is behavioral.
So this is
how well behaved are you?
I love that. That is too wonderful.
Well, these are people that are suffering a little bit. This is going to be a detoxification facility. On the second floor, which is where we already have, our clients already have a building and a facility where they meet with patients as an outpatient service. It's one of the things that they determined that they need to do is be able to provide inpatient services as well for overnight stays in order to really facilitate that detoxification process. And so what they have is they have some beds that are going to be on the third floor. They'll be able to be monitored to help out with these individuals that need help in the detoxification process. This is all a voluntary process. This is important to anybody else.
So the people want to be there.
They're going to want to be there. There's assurance. It's a hotel that this is not a non-for-profit. This is a for-profit medical facility.
Okay, I have only one question. Is this facility that's going to be housing the patients overnight, is it ward style, dorm style, semi-private, or private?
There in the publication, you'll see that I believe there are.
You can't really tell from the floor plan, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't show little beds or anything, so you don't really know. That's why I
am. Yeah, generally, each patient has a private room. There are, I believe it's three rooms that are joint rooms where they have semi-private rooms. They can be used for two multi-purposes. One, there's oftentimes a part of the treatment where the family may want to stay the evening or a spouse wants to stay the evening with them, so there are two beds in that particular room. They can do that. Because having support from a loved one or something else really helps the process.
Okay. Well, that was my only question. I was just curious how you plan to do that. Okay. Do we have any comments from anyone? Or further public comment from the audience of presenter or county? Okay. I don't have a problem with this. I move to approve. I would like to take a vote. All those in favor of approving this modification? With staff conditions, please. Say aye.
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 Thank you. Opposed? Motion carries. Have a nice evening.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now let's see what we got going here. Close things up. Our next meeting date will be... is there any general businesses, even though there isn't any? Okay.
And comments by the public?
Comments by the public? Okay. No. Thank you.
We have to say it for the attorney.
No, I know.
And then next meeting.
Okay, our next meeting is June 11th, and we will be here at the Winchester Community Center, and we are adjourned for the evening. Thank you. Thanks, Judy.